Hi, welcome back to Storytime with the Mother in the Wild. Today, I will be reading The Missing Piece by Shel Silverstein. And this is a special dedication for our new friend, Vivek Beckerby Shakerby. With much love from Mamam Tata and Bama. Are you ready? Get cozy. It was missing a piece, and it was not happy. So it set off in search of its missing piece. And as it rolled, it sang this song. Oh, I'm looking for my missing piece. I'm looking for my missing piece. Hidey-ho, here I go, looking for my missing piece. Sometimes it baked in the sun. But then the cool rain would come down, and sometimes it was frozen by the snow, but the sun would come and warm it again. And because it was missing a piece, it could not roll very fast, so it would stop to talk to a worm or smell a flower, and sometimes it would pass a beetle, and sometimes the beetle would pass it. And this was the best time of all. There's a butterfly on top of it. And on it went, over oceans. Oh, I'm looking for my missing piece, over land and over seas. So grease my knees and fleece my bees, I'm looking for my missing piece. Through swamps and jungles, up mountains, and down mountains. And one day, lo and behold, I found my missing piece, it sang. I found my missing piece, so grease my knees and fleece my bees. I found my...
Wait a minute, said the piece. Before you go greasing your knees and fleecing your bees, I am not your missing piece. I am nobody's piece. I am my own piece. And even if I was somebody's missing piece, I don't think I'd be yours.
Oh, it said sadly. Well, I'm sorry to have bothered you. And on it rolled. It found another piece. But this one was too small.
Oh, and this one was too big.
And this one was a little too sharp. Oh, and this one was too square. One time, it seemed to have found the perfect piece, but it didn't hold it tightly enough and lost it. Another time, it held too tightly and it broke. So on and on it rolled, having adventures, falling into holes, and bumping into stone walls. And then one day it came upon another piece that seemed to be just right. Hi, it said.
Hi, said the piece.
Are you anybody else's missing piece?
Not that I know of.
Well, maybe you want to be your own piece?
I can be someone's and still be my own.
Well, maybe you don't want to be mine.
Maybe I do.
Maybe we won't fit.
Well,
It fit. It fit perfectly. At last. At last. And away it rolled. And because it was now complete, it rolled faster and faster, faster than it had ever rolled before. So fast that it could not stop to talk to a worm or smell a flower. Too fast for a butterfly to land. But it could sing its happy song. At last, it could sing, I found my missing piece. And it began to sing.
I found my missing piece. I found my missing piece. Increase my miss and please and trees.
Oh my. Now that it was complete, it could not sing at all. Aha, it thought. So that's how it is. So it stopped rolling, and it set the piece down gently and slowly rolled away. And as it rolled, it softly sang. Oh, I'm looking for my missing piece. I'm looking for my missing piece. Hidey-ho, here I go, looking for my missing piece. And the butterfly landed on it again and then flew away. Thank you so much for requesting this classic Shel Silverstein piece, The Missing Piece. I love that story. If you have a special book that you would like to request, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com, where you can find the page to make your request or dedication there. And if you have subscribed as one of our premium monthly subscribers, I'm going to say your name as a special thank you to you for being here with us. Mika and Zamora Rose and Koji and Sam, Ton and Gwendolyn, Jonah and Quinn, Zia, Elle, Jennings and George, Bowden, Callum, Jonah and Emmy, Hazel, Eliza, Vivian, Elliot, Clara, Annalie, Leo, Iris, Avery, Amelia, Willow, and Lulu. Naffy too. Thanks for being here with us. Until next time, stay cozy.